So if I got this right, you get shut down. Then you open up again. You're never going to shut them down. But then they get shut down. Then they open up again. You're never going to shut it down.
Dang it. I knew you were going there.
This is the perfect pour.
I don't even know what it was referencing, but I'm cool with it. Welcome!
Chumbawamba, bro.
Chumbawamba! Welcome to the Chumbawamba Podcast. All Chumbawamba. Every week, every Friday, a new discussion about Chumbawamba. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, and we also wedge in some beer talk. I mean,
yeah.
The Chumbawamba fans get kind of upset because we talk about beer so much, and then the beer fans are like, too much Chumbawamba. So we ride the fence there, fence line of.
That's right, straddle that line.
So I figure if both sides are mad, then we're doing something right. Over the next hour or two, we're going to be talking about a lot of beer and Chumbawamba news, maybe.
Yeah.
We
can make that happen.
All right, good. I want a Chumbawamba. Sure, somebody better have a Chumbawamba segment during culture. We're going to be hanging out and drinking beers, and we're going to be listening to the listeners. They're going to call us, and we're going to also talk about the beers we drank last week and the beers we might drink in the future. And during the tailgate session, I'm trying to hold off a cough. Damn it. I couldn't do it. It's all right. Only Louie's going to get the disease from me.
Louis got the COVID.
Yeah, Louis got dog COVID. For the show, I was drinking, and I still am, drinking from Tioga Sequoia at TDH Sherman Citra.
Oh, you faints.
Yeah. Triple dry hopped with Citra. General Sherman. TDH-ing.
Yep,
drinking
it's
local.
A thing.
Yep, I was happily surprised that there was still some left when I went in there over the weekend. Was there still any left, Matt, or are you guys done?
The pile is growing smaller.
All right, get in there this weekend if you want that TDH, the Citra. What do you got going, Matt? Beer wise.
Yosemite facelift from Tioga Sequoia.
Wow. Still, that's what you had last week.
That's pretty much all my budget allows me to drink.
Stupid budget.
Well, no, I have other beers that I drink throughout the week, but my go-to has been facelift.
Right.
I even shared one with the brother.
What?
Wow.
So giving.
Was I there?
Such a giving little brother.
It was the first time he ever had it, and he liked it.
I
think he shared them both with himself and didn't tell me.
And then kidding. He told you later. He's like, hey, man, how was that facelift? You're like, what? I gave you a facelift, man, to try. Do you not even have the decency to tell me how it was? But it was good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, it was a very nice pale summer drinker. Mm-hmm. Summertime. Cool label buy for mm-hmm. sure.
Trying to get that Yosemite sales.
Right. Hashtag Nick20 for 20% off your Tioga purchase.
Could I put that in on the Tioga site?
You can put it in all day long.
See what happens.
See what happens.
You can try.
The Nick80.
That's right.
Like, hey, nothing's happening.
Hey, earlier I tried to order online there, Matt, and put in the code word Nick80 and nothing happened.
Yeah, they charged me more.
They're all tax. Podcaster tax. What are you drinking? We're covered. No, wait, what are you drinking right now, Nick?
Oh, me, right now. So, I disappeared to go get the bottle and my next beer. This is Central Waters Cascadian Sunset Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout.
Bourbon Barrel.
Coffee, vanilla beans, and cinnamon added.
Cinnamon.
And the masking tape on this beer tells me it came from Chef.
Oh, Chef. Oh, you got to do ABV. Chef. Oh, no. The label. It was a Chef.
You know what? There's no ABV.
Ooh.
There is no ABV.
Maybe Chicago doesn't have laws.
Chicago. Chicago doesn't care.
The phone says don't put ABV on there.
This is a 2018 variant.
Wow. It's from 2018?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the vintage is 2018. The coffee is M-E-J's, E-M-Y-J apostrophe S, M-E-J's coffee.
All right.
Yeah, not too shabby. A 12-ounce barrel-aged stout. I think I'll be safe. I did not need a Norwell buddy for this beer.
Oh, good, good. Well, we'll keep monitoring you throughout the episode. Make sure you don't need a buddy over there.
Yeah, especially as I open that crowler.
Are you guys ready for the special beer of the show?
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
I'm showing mine in the camera. To make sure Matt is...
Oh, okay.
Matt will approve the choice that I have. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay.
We're on the same page.
We all three got the same
triplets.
Two, one.
The drummer was off.
Wow. Well, you're supposed to follow the drummer if you've ever been in a band.
Well, then we would have all been off.
Is it on one or after one?
After one.
And on the one, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and three, two, one, and
go.
Three.
Go on
and
one, two, or one.
Are we going three, two, four one, time? Go. Are we going 3-4 time?
I love gold.
Four on the floor, man.
One, four.
The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture. I love gold so much
boy.
That I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident.
I accidentally played the long version, sorry.
Director's cut.
Yep. Just like last week. All right. So what we're all having here at the same time here, Matt.
Blues riff and B, watch for the changes and try to keep up.
Drinking an Alpine Nelson.
Did you guys transfer your liquid or straight from the vessel?
I'm in a glass. I called transfer to my glass.
Matt's koozie in. Matt's got the koozie.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have koozie.
So what happened here? Why we got this? This is the current version of Alpine right now. This is not the OG Alpine guys, but this is the.
Is this indie?
This is
yeah. So I believe we talked about it on the show, but the original Alpine guys are now taking over the original Alpine Brewery on Alpine Street in Alpine, but it's not going to be called Alpine. So basically what we're drinking is it's more or less a label and a business name. And
business.
It is a beer. It is a lot hazier than I remember it. I don't know if... Mike, you poured it out. You can hold it up to the camera. I don't remember it being that hazy, but it's been a couple years.
I would agree with that.
I had received some of this earlier in the year. There's an Alpine rep that comes through town, and we always make sure to exchange product for samples and reasonings. And... So this was canned the first week of July, so it's fresh. And I was like, holy shit, got some fresh Alpine Nelson. So I wanted to make sure to put a can in front of each of you and say that, hey, we can mutually participate in beer sampling.
Well, chumbawamba.
Drinking with a friend.
It's still a nice beer.
Yeah,
it's been so long. It's hard for me to like say like, "Oh, it's super different, man." But I think you're right. It is hazier.
Yeah. The viscosity seems kicked up a notch, in my opinion.
I am agreeance.
It is viscous. Culture.
Matt, do you have things this week?
Slow week in craft beer news. Canarchy Craft Brewing Collective is leaning even harder into the seltzer space with two new mixed packs hitting retailers this fall. So they're, there's, what was the other company that they...
Canarchy, got Oscar Blues, they got Cigar City.
Wild Basin. Yeah.
Okay, Wild Basin.
Is their one seltzer. And now they're doing Cigar City, its own seltzer, hard seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just gotta
Wild Basin, the spinoff of Oscar Blues. But yeah, so mixed pack, they're saying that Floridans will be proud that they can have citrus-flavored seltzers. I'm sure our Florida friends will comment that they're ecstatic about it.
Oh, just, yeah. That's what they've been waiting for. More seltzers. Yep. Different seltzers from different breweries.
Could you reduce the calories again?
100 calories, 5%.
We pushed the calorie line past its limits, and then we went further.
Meyer lemon, key lime. Ooh. Florida orange.
Florida.
Way better than California orange.
Ruby red grapefruit. Which, to me, it's like four of the same thing. Lemon and lime. Orange and grapefruit. Come on.
Lots of citrus there.
I'm getting the grapefruit, but not as much as the lemon and some of the lime.
It's like you're saying, what's the difference between
orange?
What's the difference between these two pairs of cargo shorts? It's basically is one's green, one's military green.
Cargo shorts are out, okay? Stop wearing cargo shorts, guys. They're out. You gotta do short shorts.
But here's the next thing, which I want to try, but I don't know how this would taste. So we've all had Hi-Li, and I can say that we've all enjoyed Hi-Li.
Yep.
Well, so the marketing department came up with Hi-Lo.
Yeah. Get it? It's lower. This is
can
lower.
Can you guess what that means?
Lower
THC.
No, lower, it's 100 calories.
Lower levels of drunkenness.
100 calorie, 4% ABV IPA.
Woo!
Same orange and green coloring. But yeah, they're leaning hard into the 100 cal.
I'll look out for that. Why not?
Good Portlandia reference right there.
It's a chicken. What does chicken have a name?
Is this free range? So yeah, that's my news. Seltzers, more seltzers. And even in this article, people are like, well, how come Cigar City is attaching their name to the seltzers where Wild Basin is from Oscar Blues, and it's just like it's a little tiny little font in the 12-point font at the bottom of the box.
Oscar Blues product.
And that's legitimately going back to my original point. They just want something Floridans can be proud of.
I'd be proud. No, I'm drinking that Colorado seltzer. Want some Florida seltzer, okay? This is Florida style seltzer.
Do you think there's so much seltzer now? Do regions have their own kind of style? Like with beer, West Coast, and the Rockies have their own style, and the East Coast has their own style. Or do regions have their own seltzer style?
Can I get a hazy seltzer?
Can I get a New England seltzer? You know how they really make it in New England? They really know how to make it, not like in San Diego.
What?
Man, tough room tonight.
No respect.
No, there must be a delay in Skype.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, that hit. I knew I was on. I knew I was doing well.
Dang it. You're nailing it.
Nailed it. Is that it, Matt? Seltzer talk. Seltzer segment.
Seltzer. Did he talk about the glitter seltzer?
Seltzer segment brought to you by Bearded Brewer 87. Oh, put Bearded Brewer 87 in. And your next order of seltzer, get a 20% discount. That's Bearded Brewer 87 at checkout.
For seltzer talk?
Yeah.
To buy that?
Seltzer talk. That Big Seltzer came to us, emailed us, and like,
could you guys maybe have a segment on the Perfect Brewer and call it Seltzer? Seltzer talk, you know? Talk about all the latest seltzer news and maybe mention us, huh?
Enclosed, you'll find $20,000.
Put a discount code in there. You can get 5% of any sales that people use that discount code. What do you say, Perfect Pour?
Honestly, I would just send them back the meme that just says, show me the money.
Show me the money! Well, I did. You get 5% off every order of seltzer.
And I'd say, well, Kermit, you got a deal. I don't know why the brewery rep is Kermit, but...
Miss Piggy. Would you like a seltzer, Miss Piggy?
No, Kermit! No, I don't have Miss Piggy. Sorry. That was bad.
I feel like that'd be...
Worst Miss like Piggy ever.
A weight argument just for waiting what? To happen. You want a seltzer?
For what?
Some kind of bitch?
Wow. Miss Piggy doesn't talk like that. That was good. You, Matt, you good? All good. Nick, do you have some cooker culture?
Well, you see.
Well.
Here goes the echo.
You can sit on patios if you make a reservation at Tioga Sequoia. Did you know that?
Oh, man. No. Are they setting up tents like the rest of the world?
You got to get those nice tents.
We had a tent before. It was cool.
If you're in the tent rental business right now, you're probably doing well.
Oh, man. I love
it. Every restaurant and bar in Fresno.
You're like, keep not wearing the mask, bro. Nah, you don't need that mask.
Sit outside in our tent with the evaporative cooling.
Sit outside. No mask outside, man. Oh, yeah. We got some EVAP fans. It's all good.
Cool 105 outside. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Nobody's going to breathe on you out here.
Just have another beer to cool you off.
Another beer, jeez. It kills the corona. Cool you off.
That's right. Tent City, man. Everywhere.
Offer code Bearded. This is the Nick 80 at Tent City at checkout.
Tent City.
Save 20% off your next tent.
Off your tent rentals through the COVID crisis. Chumbawamba was supposed to have tour dates in 2020, but I'm guessing they canceled.
What were their dates? Those Chumbawamba's scheduled to come to Fresno?
Yes.
Damn Corona.
At the Veterans Hall.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you believed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's where they would play if they came.
I was like, Chumbawamba Barons, all right.
Yeah, I can dig that.
Irritating all the Gulf War vets.
Woo! And two kids, his parents said they were cool.
Whatever.
Man. Back when we invaded Nam. Grandpa, you were born in 72.
Yeah, man, but I was there.
I bet all the old people would agree. When they get knocked down, they get up again.
Thanks to Life Alert.
It's good advice. There's nothing else to do. Tubs. When I get knocked down, though, I usually go and curl in the ball and cry in the corner for a little while. Then I get up again. It's not immediate. I'll get knocked down, and I'm like, for like 20 minutes. Then I'll get up again. I'm like, Chumbawamba would not want me to do this. I got to get up.
You never going to keep me down.
What if somebody from Chumbawamba shows up and sees me down here in the corner crying? I got to get up.
I got to get up now. It's Sunday for heaven's sakes.
So, Nick, that where are we at? Are you good?
There's our Chumbawamba talk.
All right.
Back to...
Uh-oh.
You got me?
Is this a B-side Chumbawamba?
This is you get up, but then you get knocked down again.
Here's some deep tracks from the Chumbawamba album. No.
Somebody cut his audio.
Well, this has been the Perfect Poor podcast.
Just wait for the trumpet. We're good.
You've been listening to the Perfect Poor podcast over the past 8 years. We've decided to shut the show down right now, just now. I just decided it. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all the support. Go listen to Indie Beer Show and SD Beer Talk and
that's right.
Have a good time.
Check your dates or
take your dates. Fuck off. I don't care. See ya.
If anybody knows the show, they know if we reference a song, it's going to be played.
So yeah. And now that's in my head the rest of the week, Matt. As listener of the show, that will now go out. I'll be at work all day with that song in my head.
Hi, so what's the problem with your light bar?
I'm sorry, excuse me. Do you hear Chumbawamba? I hear Chumbawamba. I hear Chumbawamba all week. Now what's your problem with your light bar?
I'm playing Chumbawamba.
What's the problem with your light bar? Well, it's playing Chumbawamba constantly. What do you mean? It's a light bar. Oh, yep. That's Chumbawamba, all right.
Oh, we'll get that fixed right away, sir.
No, I'm not hearing it. Well, why don't you drive it around? You'll start hearing it. Okay.
That's the chorus, though. It's different from the pre-chorus.
See, if you brought it into the shop, it would never play it when the guy was there. Like, what's the problem? Oh, it plays Chumbawamba randomly. Oh, it does, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sounds fine to me.
All I hear is Coldplay. I'm sorry. I heard
some Steely Dan, but you know, it seems all right.
For sure. Steely Dan is sounding pretty good, so I don't know what the problem is. That'll be $500 for. But they didn't fix
plus
the problem.
A Steely Dan search.
I'm gonna drive it around the corner. It's gonna start playing Chumbawamba. I just know it. Well, bring it back in when it starts doing that. We'll take a look at it. See, it's doing it right now.
You know,
you were worried you didn't have any culture.
When you don't have culture, you make your own.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
There we go. Well,
you knew what's going to happen.
Damn it.
We just didn't know it happened so quick.
To all those that used to listen to us on Spotify, I'm sorry, we're no longer on Spotify. We just got kicked off.
You really think Chumbawamba and Steely Dan's going to take us down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, those motherfuckers, I knew they'd mess up someday. What is it, Steely? Well, Dan, they just played a song.
Well, hopefully we can just get back up again if we're reeling in the years.
Hey, man, don't start talking, bringing Chumbawamba into this. They'll sue us. We got to sue these perfect poor guys first.
It's dirty work, but we'll do it again.
Oh, dear Lord.
Maybe we should do a collab with that Chumbawamba band.
Sure. If they want to, that's going to help us from not getting sued. We will collab with Chumbawamba all day. Would you like to? What's the Chumbawamba website? We can tell everyone to go to chumbawamba.com. I'm guessing, I don't know. It might not find the band on chumbawamba.com. Might be something completely different.
It's,
you're going to have to turn safe search off.
It's just chumba.com. No Wumba needed to enter.
My Norton security device just sent me a warning.
Yeah.
Oh, we could buy it. We could buy chumbawamba.com and redirect it to our podcast.
It's just there. $5, chumbawamba.com. Get it. I think the Golden Gods would perfectly fine with us spending their money on chumbawamba.com. Oh, yeah. Buy chumbawamba.com. That's what I sent my $5 in for, guys.
Here's an entire post dedicated to... Is Chumbawamba Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy?
Wow. Oh, my God. Somebody was really reeling in the ears when they wrote that post.
What Hall of Fame?
The Rock and Roll Hall of... The Rock and Roll
Hall. Oh, the Rock and
Roll. Yeah, the only Hall of Fame that would
have done. The One-Hit Wonder Hall of Fame?
Like, maybe. To be in the intro of the Drew Carey Show reference to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the actual Rock and Roll Hall of
Ohio!
Fame?
Ohio! I'm having a...
Oh, this is a serious discussion that they should be considered for the...
Oh, okay.
Let's be civil here. Have this discussion.
They've been eligible since 2010, guys. Come on.
Ooh, man. Just not quite enough votes.
For 10 years, they've been.
Those poor guys, every year, right about the day before announcement, they're like, tomorrow's the day, guys. What?
I just announced the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees this year.
The rhythm guitar player checks his mailbox. He's like, today could be the day.
This might be the day.
Today could be the day.
That's nice, dear. I like today. You have a little pep in your step every year on this day.
Well, it might happen, honey. Might get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you guys will.
Might. They played us in the Perfect Poor last week.
That's right. Now are we eligible?
Ticked off another check mark for Chumbawamba.
Speaking of bands that are still bands, Bare Naked Ladies is still a band.
Wow.
All right.
It's been 1 week since you've listened to them.
Chumbawamba hasn't done anything since 2012?
Come on,
might be
guys.
Time for a reunion.
Come on, guys.
Reunion farewell tour.
I'd like to announce that we haven't had guests for a long time. I'd like to announce next week's guest, Chumba, but not Wumba.
But not Wumba. Wumba can't. Wumba. He's hanging out with Steely. Wumba and Steely are busy collaborating.
Yeah. No.
So we got Dan and Chumba coming in.
Yep. Dan and Chumba will be here. Well, do you want to talk about Stone Brewing? How they're suing the little other brewery that has Stone in their name? Are we like, is this something Stone has to do because they got they're in the middle, still in that fight with Keystone about Stone putting Stone in the forefront of their labels.
Keith Stone.
Good guy.
Yeah.
They've been getting raked. Stone Brewing's been getting raked over the coals the past week for doing the cease and desist and then suing this little brewery with the Stone name in there.
Yeah. Well, they're walking that fine line of if they let one thing go, they will have no ground to stand on to protect their copyright, which, okay, fine. Yeah. But this makes me want to unlook out for their beer.
Yeah. It's bad. It's a bad look. But like you said, it's also like they have to, when they're in the middle of suing Keystone for, they have to like show that they're like, hey, we're protecting our copyright. Look, we're suing this little brewery. So, but
it's all about setting the precedent,
right,
to maintain their image.
But. So it's, I understand what they're doing, but also it looks really bad, especially when you're talking about an indie beer fans and craft brewery fans and how much Stone is a part of that. And then they're suing little breweries with that has Stone in their name. It's just, it's bad optics. Ooh, you understand what they're doing, but it's like it just doesn't look good though.
Well,
it doesn't feel good.
So is this just an arrogant move? Are they trying to reclaim their arrogant title?
I think it's more along the line of there's two things where it could be fueled internally where somebody's like, well, if we're going to be picky about this, we should be picky about these other things.
Right.
Or it could be the internet trolls that go, what about Mikey Stone Brewing?
Yeah.
What about them?
Yeah, what about those? They use Stone in there. Yeah, so. It's a fine line of like, is that guy using Stone enough or is that one? And it sucks. It's there's no good decision for Stone there when they're in the middle of that, but it doesn't. It's not helpful. There's nothing being helped by them doing that as far as their fans go. So, you know, no Stone fan is also going like, yeah, fuck yeah, sue those motherfuckers. That little brewery.
1-800 sue the bastard.
I don't know. I hope when it's over, you know, when the Keystone thing is over, my headcanon is like, well, Stone will come back and make up for that with that little brewery, but I don't know. Hopefully, because I sort of need to see that happen at some point. Like, all right, you know, it was a copyright thing. We had to do it. We had to get the lawyer had said we had to do it, so we did it. But hey, let's make some beer together or whatever. I don't know. Hopefully, they will fix this eventually, is what I'm counting on. And that's about enough Chumba. Maybe we need a little more Wumba.
Will you call me tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Yay! We really like our listeners to get on the show themselves, and we like to listen to what they're up to and what they want to talk about. You can be part of that. You can call the voicemail line 559-492-0542 and you can leave us a message. No live person will pick up. Don't worry. You could just call Leave your 3-minute message. We'll play it. You can also just record it on your little smartphone there or your little whatever podcasting setup you've got. Record a little 3 minutes and send it to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. And let's see what we got. Let's check the email voicemails first and see what do we got. And plenty of emails that don't look in the room. Here we go. All right. First voicemail of the week. It's from...
Hey, Perfect Poor. Big Dog and Buffalo here. What's going on? You know, Matt, he's the industry guy. Mikey, you're the man, baby. Nick needs a title.
Man, baby.
I propose Nick...
The Nick.
...to be Stoutmaster General.
Ooh.
It's going to be Nick's job to make sure we all have our Norwal buddies... making sure we get our daily recommended allowance of stouts, setting up the stout nutrition pyramid, make sure we're drinking the proper stouts in the right order and quantities. So what do you say? I propose that title for Nick. I think we should all agree.
I agree.
Let's hear what everybody has to say. So it's Friday, right? Friday?
Yeah.
It's opening day. Baseball is back. Woo! Finally.
Baseball.
Not sure what to make of the season, but... glad it's here. So, Mikey, I expect that means you'll be on the couch tonight, pants off, cooler of beers right next to you.
Just
you know,
like normal.
Get up and walk across the room to go to the fridge for another beer. That's where I plan on being.
Let's
on the couch.
Go. Oh, good.
With my beers. Got to run to the store. Let's get me a sixer of Ale Smith 394 to cheer on my Padres. So, everybody else, just check your dates. You guys keep up the good work.
All right, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, XL.
I like the first part of that voicemail, and then I just heard blah, blah, blah.
You heard blah, 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 or Charlie Brown teacher.
Chumbawamba, blah, blah, blah.
Are you good with the...
keep up the good work, keep up the good work.
Good with being guys. Called the Stout Master General?
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
You got you ready for that kind of responsibility?
I got to build the pyramid. Pyramid of greatness.
Guys, we're going to build a pyramid of greatness, all right?
Pyramid of greatness. Ron Swanson, pyramid of greatness.
That was pyramid of manliness, I believe.
Is it? Probably.
Pyramid of manliness.
Oh, it is the pyramid of greatness. Good job, man.
We're only about to treat you with shout outs. Check it out, homie. Shout outs are based on just solely on me, homie. Not favoritism, not anybody that's been clouding my mind with anything. So stop sending me those DMs.
Except
you know who you are.
Other
than that, True You Be Here is with shout outs. And
shout
this
out
week's shout out was very hard because there's a lot of people out there that have influenced me in the craft beer, in the indie beer, in the community. And there's only one group I can actually pick. Yes, I'm talking about a group. This group
Chumbawamba.
Is the Garage Boys.
Here it comes. Come on.
Evil Circle, Chino Yacht Club.
Oh, it's
you
a Garage
You guys are
boys.
My shout out. The entitled The Garage Boys of Fontana. Why? You guys had the opportunity to have Nick 80 show up consecutively twice. Back to back years for the Fontana Gym Invitational. I think it would have been a third if the corona haven't happened, but that's how much power you guys have within the community. Fontana, I met you about 4 years ago, I think, at Zorro's Bottle Shop. Your energy, your knowledge on beer is an amazing dude. I really, really, I'm so glad I met you and that we're friends. Fontana Gym, here's your shout out. Evil Circle was the next person that I met over at the San Fernando Brewery. That dude drove out to my area from where he was in Palmdale to share beers with me at San Fernando Brewery. Evil Circle, FYI, do not go back to San Fernando Brewery. It's almost like a nightclub now. They got a DJ. It feels like you're at a quinceañera party, Holmes. I did have the opportunity to meet Evil Circle, have some beers, came out to my house, and send them home with some chocotazo. So after that, I ended up meeting Ants, homie. Ants I met at the Long Beach Beer Summit, which was perfect, homie. We shared some Pachalito Pale. I met his beautiful wife, Robin. This guy knows a lot about stouts and taught me a lot. He took me to all these stands that I didn't even know about. I knew about the breweries, but I really didn't care. But because of him, I met a lot of cool people. Chino Yacht Club, homie. Haven't met Chino. We were about to meet,
Chino.
But Evil Circle took his position. But I think Chino Yacht Club is still Fontana's gym. Evil twin or his bipolar or his second personality. I still think that, but whenever I get to meet Chino Yacht Club, then all questions will be solved. So shout out to you, homie. So shout out to Fontana Gym, Evil Circle, Ants, Chino Yacht Club, the Garage Boys. An amazing group for the perfect pour. If you need to know beer knowledge, hit these boys up. If you need to go to visit breweries in the Southern Cali, hit these boys up. They're down to hang out with you. This has been Shout Out. We chew your beer. Ya te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, you.
Yeah. Hit another shout out show right on. Always good.
Shout out. Tickets.
I love gold.
Speaking of names that I haven't heard of in a while, is Zorro Not Zorro.
Zorro Not Zorro. Wow. He mentioned it last week, I think, briefly, but I don't know if he listens anymore, though.
Wow.
Oh, I just opened up a new beer from.
Just like Craft Trucker. We still miss that guy.
I know. A lot of guys. This is from the Sacramento area for the Size Beer Company, XXOJ. This is a looking out for the double original juice, double original and double juicy from Slice Beer Co. And, it's got Citra, Mosaic, Galaxy, Simcoe. Oh my God. Donated to the show by who's comes from Sacramento and comes down to Fresno all the time. Donates beer.
Wazoo
Corvette. Wazoo Corvette. Oh my gosh, guys. Damn it. This is when I hate that we're distancing.
Why?
Oh, shit. That's good. Got like kind
of, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm all right.
We need to send help.
Nope, don't send anybody. I'm having this beer.
Don't send help.
Yeah, that's a good beer. Slice knows what the hell they're doing.
See a loss? Oh man, should I do my crowler?
I don't know, dude.
My crowler.
What a perfect pour, should you be here? Quick little thing, homie. When you pour your beer, what do you do? For me, I pour half of the can, swirl the rest, pour it back in the can. I want the dregs, whatever you call it. I want the hops, the yeast. I want the junk in my glass so I can get the full effect. Second of all, you know that voicemailer that sent in the,
your cans.
The recreation of Paul's song for the voicemails? This is what it always reminded me. I've always wanted to call in and let you know, but I always forgot who the band was and the name of the song. But this is exactly what I always thought it sounded like. Check it out, Holmes.
Chumba Wumba. Mikey knows.
Yeah, no, we'd be here.
90210. That dude that stole the girlfriend from what's his name? That's exactly who that fool reminded me when he sent in that. And you would play it. So please play it after this voicemail and let me know what you think. Other than that, choose barbecue tip of the week. Underneath your barbecue, there's a drain plug, and they send you a little tin thing that comes with the thing. Throw that sucker away or hold it so you can put barbecue sauce or dipping sauce in it, and replace it with a soup can, veggie can, a bean can. They should fit right in there. And when you collect the fat and the grease and the juice, you can just toss it away. No cleaning, no mess. That's how you do it, homie. Choose barbecue tips. This is Chew Your Beer. Yet to watch. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. How do you talk to an angel? Catch a falling star.
Wow.
It's like trying to catch a falling star.
I think it's milkshake IPAs.
902 and 0, man. That was it Brian? What was his name? That was like, he was like sort of the nerd at first, and then he started getting in there. Yes, I did used to watch that original 902 and 0.
Wow.
Right? I admit it.
Okay.
Chew your beer. What was I gonna do?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, no,
that.
No. I got nothing. Chew asked about that. I gotta pull up, see if I can pull up that song that Chew asked about.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody open something?
I love gold.
We're due for that. The alternate voicemail. Let's see if this sounds like how do you talk to an angel?
Was he talking about the Chew?
Yeah, Chew wanted to know. Wanted us to play it, so we're going to do it. Chew.
Will you call me?
How do you talk to an angel?
Wow.
It's like trying to catch a falling star.
Will you talk about beer?
Okay, I see it. I see it.
There you go. That's what Chew is talking about.
Okay, fine. Keith. He could have that one.
Keithisms. I'm waiting for. Hey, Keithisms.
Hey.
Let's do another. You do your own cover of a Paul song. It's been quite a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
It's time for a new one. All right.
Like 20 years.
Like 20 years we've been doing this. We haven't heard a new Keithisms. And there's no traditional voicemails this week. Come on.
Wow.
559-492-0542. And last week I asked for a new voicemailer. We didn't get it this week.
What's the major malfunction here?
So let's go, man. I want to hear a new voicemailer. I want to keep, you know, everyone else keep up what you're doing. That's great. But I want to hear a new voicemailer.
You know who I haven't heard from in a long time that I want to call in?
Who's that?
Some good old Reggie. Fi-fi.
All right. I'll prod him a little bit. Reggie had a birthday this past week. So.
What?
Early cheers to Reggie.
Happy 34th birthday, Reggie.
Maybe. Who knows how old Reggie is, man? Nobody knows.
He doesn't look a day over 34.
Only the girls he dates on the apps, the dating apps, know. Maybe they don't know either. I don't know. I don't know what you have to put in for your dating apps. I don't know what happens there.
Generally, you disclose how old you are.
You do? Okay. Well, then they know. But we don't. We're going to have to get on a dating app and see. Check out Reggie's profile. See what's going on.
What are we doing?
Simply answering enough.
Oh, you missed out, Nick. Yeah. We're on Reggie's profile on one of the dating apps. I don't even know what they're called.
Okay.
Damn it. Redline? Is that one of them? No? Okay.
Redline. Farmers
no.
only?
No. Margins only?
Farmers only shopping?
Farmers only.
Marges
only. Only Marges.
Only Marges.
I only date Marges.
Plenty of fish.
We're doing all right. Plenty of fish. Man.
Plenty of figs?
Plenty of figs.
No.
I got plenty of figs.
No, that's not one.
Do you need figs? You need grapefruit? I got a lot of grapefruit.
How's your grapefruit?
Who's brewing with grapefruit? Does Zach or Stevens need grapefruit? I got them. Come on over.
Sure.
Is it locally sourced?
Yes. Locally sourced right outside the studio here.
Wow.
Is it free range?
Free range grapefruit. Their grapefruits are allowed to go wherever the hell they want.
Hopefully that's not the tree I used to pee on when we kicked bricks over there.
Nah, I think it's a different tree.
No, okay, good.
It's fine. You couldn't get past that grapefruit tree has these little thorns in there. You gotta watch out.
Ooh. Yeah. Sting you.
Yeah.
I was trimming my citrus tree and I noticed that too. It had some thorns.
Which citrus do you have over there?
I don't know. They're about the size of a lime right now, okay. And they're really tough. So I don't know what they're going to turn into.
Yeah,
or what they could have been.
Yep. Yeah, you could. It could go either. It could go grapefruit. It could go lemon. I think you're probably lemon or grapefruit if it's like that. It's one or the other.
Yeah, I just noticed it was like us touring the house, and they're like, "That's a citrus tree," and I was like,
"That's a citrus tree." Hey. Hey, Matt, that's a citrus tree. Thank you.
Citrus.
Yeah, I knew that.
Citrus.
What citrus tree is it?
Well, it's a citrus tree.
It's all Garth. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Swing.
Looking out for.
Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Oh, Matt, do you have any beers to look out for?
Just more North Park. Now that I can get it.
Man, we've got a North Park streak. Did you get... I'm not going to ruin Bangkok, so... Man, I wonder if he got any more North Park.
Or Urban
Roots. One.
Just those.
Urban Roots, North Park. What about Humble C? I don't know. Like, I rave about Humble C all the time. I don't hear either of you guys saying anything, you know, positive or negative. You just seem to be indifferent on Humble C.
They had
hazy.
They had a lager.
That makes sense.
They had a lager. It was
Matt's all like, white. There was one lager they made.
So, I mean, it's a thing.
That must have been their one.
Fine.
They screwed up one time. They're like, fuck. Let's call it a lager. Yeah.
The humblest of C's can usually be found at Out of the Barrel. So. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they've been having some problems the past couple times I've been in there. They didn't have any Humble C. And I even commented.
That's a problem.
I even commented to an employee there. She was like, "Yeah."
Did you ask to see the manager?
No Humble C. No, I'm not a manager guy.
Cool story, bro.
It was a good story.
Something in particular?
It was a solid story I had there.
Can I help you find something today?
No. I know what I'm doing. Okay.
Yeah, we got plenty of beer here. What can we help you find?
You wouldn't know, okay? I'm like really, I totally know what I'm doing, okay? So I don't need your help.
Heard of a lot of beers. Give me a try there, friend.
Yeah, I've had them all, okay? I've had all these.
No, these are pretty fresh.
No, I haven't had this one. Okay.
Are you one of them?
Nick, are you looking out for things?
Nope, because I forgot.
Nope.
I forgot to do my homework.
I don't need anything. Okay. Jeez. Do I have to?
See, this is okay.
Do I have to reveal my secrets right to now. Looking out for?
I'm on the Humble C's website right now. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah. Is there anything you can find on there?
The real DDH, right? What is DDH?
That's real DDH. That's not fake DDH.
But what is DDH? What does DGH usually stand for?
Double hopped?
No. Double decocted hells is what Humble C has done with this title.
No.
Yeah. No, that's what it's called. Hey, Humble C uses Foggy for hazy IPAs.
Yeah, they're foggy.
I support.
They're not hazy, they're foggy.
I support highly being in Fresno. Although we barely have fog anymore. Thanks, environment.
No, nobody cares about the environment anymore. Just wear a mask.
No. Environment has dropped way down. It's like number 9, number 10.
Here's your straws back. Here's your plastic bags back.
Yeah. Yep, we stopped giving a shit about plastic bags real quick. We're like, yeah, we got plastic bags. You can have plastic bags all day. It's a fucking pandemic. Yeah. Here's your plastic bag. But what about the ocean? Yeah, fucking, we'll give a fuck about the ocean right now. Fuck, but here, plastic bags.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'd like a water, please, with my lunch. Oh, here's a 64-ounce to-go soda cup. Put whatever you want in it.
There you go.
Here's a straw and a lid.
throw it in the gutter. Whatever, man. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Pandemic, bitch.
I just need one napkin, please. Oh, here's 20. Take 20 napkins. We don't care.
We got so many damn napkins. Just leave.
How about some ranch? Can I just have a ranch or a ketchup?
There you go. Oh,
here's a 5-ounce plastic container.
Pours ranch all over your face. Here's all the ranch. Here's your ranch.
Here.
Just sign a ranch.
We don't care. We don't care anymore.
No.
We got curbside pickup. Please idle your car in our parking lot for 20 minutes.
No, it doesn't matter. Just bring it all. Doesn't matter. Smog up the valley. Doesn't matter.
Smog it up.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Drive-thrus are bad. Oh, wait. Drive-thrus are only open here. Idle drive-thrus. Your car and
drive. Oh. Thinner drive thru. Yeah, I sat in the Sonic drive thru today, so.
Oh, jeez.
My kid was yammering about Sonic for like 4 days. Finally, it gave in. I'm like, all right, we'll go to Sonic. Get them ice creams.
Yeah.
You know, Fossil Freeze is right there.
That's right. Dollar Cone Wednesdays.
That's all your guys are looking out for. I have a United Kingdom theme this week.
Oh,
Verdant Brewing Company out of Falmouth in the UK, and they're in the England's Unnecessary Sockets.
Is that next to Wales?
It is close to Wales. In fact, wow. Nick, thanks for asking. It is southwest of Wales. Wow. It's called Unnecessary Sockets, and it's got a cool can art. It's got all these different socket styles. It's sort of that like sketch drawing style, but it's all kinds of different sockets.
Sketch.
Yeah, it's if you want to check it out on Instagram, Verdant Brew, VERDANTBREW. And it's Unnecessary Sockets. I saw it on Here Be Beer is Instagram. That's how I saw it. It's a 5.2 American Pale Ale. And Falmouth is in the southwestern tip of the UK of England. And the pictures I saw, it just looks really nice. And I want to go there. And I think possibly Ed has possibly been there because it's not that far from Wales. So I would like Ed to inform us of whether he's been to Verdant Brewing Company or not.
I don't see this beer you're talking about.
What? Unnecessary Sockets, man. Are you on Verdant's Instagram?
Oh, I am very on Verdant's. You're Verdant's
super
Instagram.
On there.
Super. I could not be more.
Okay,
on
look
there.
On Here Be Beer. HEREBE Beer.
Here Be Beer.
He'll have it on there.
Methinks I'm being toyed with.
I'm messing with you. I'm seeing what parts of the internet you'll go to. Bode Brown Brewery and collab with Robinson's Brewery in the UK. Bode Brown in Brazil collab with Robinson's, who makes the Trooper series of beers from Iron Maiden's. Iron Maiden's beer, you know, what is the name of Iron Maiden's mascot that's always on their covers? The skeleton guy, what's his name? Oh, see how metal you guys are. See if you guys are metal or not.
Eddie is making.
Oh, you got it. You got it, Eddie.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. Good job, Nick.
And I don't.
You are metal.
Vic is Megadeth.
Vic is Megadeth. Okay.
Vic so Rattlehead.
Eddie the Head. is Iron Maiden. So Iron Maiden, I guess, had this really successful. Does really they're big in Brazil, Iron Maiden.
so are we. Quit bragging.
So they got together with this this Bodum Brown Brewery, and so they've got their own Trooper down there in Brazil. It's Trooper Brazil IPA, and it's a session. It's only a 5%, but it's in the can. It's the first time I've seen that Trooper beer, but in a can. So it's got the Eddie guy on there, and it just looks cool. And I think I want to try it, but I think it's only being released in Brazil. So we've got to get a Brazil listener to send this up.
Damn it.
We do have some Brazil listeners, anyway. At least the stats indicate that there are some Brazilians listening to the show.
What are your stats like?
Brazil, what are your stats like down there? And that's the looking alt for. How are we doing?
Good? Wonderful.
Wonderful. It's a great day for a pull of guests.
This is a very, very nice. Whoa.
Whoa. Untap. Sometimes we use it. I use it like all the time, man. I like it.
All the time.
It's like, I like Untap because it's sort of my secret. Like nobody else, only beer people see what I'm doing there. So I like to go there. Nobody's there judging me. No, my family members know. My mom's not on Untap, like, you know, Facebook and Instagram. Your mom comes on and say, this is a great picture, Michael. Like,
Mom, don't ruin my Instagram, okay?
Well, I just thought it was a great picture, okay? She's not on my Untap, like saying, great check-in, Mike. Great job.
Way to sweep the board, honey.
Thanks, Mom, okay? My mom thought it was cool that I swept the board, okay?
See, it's my Michael, own.
If you got up earlier, you could have swept the board, but no, you had to get up at noon.
I told you, honey, you could have swept the board before Chew Your Beer did, but you didn't. You could have been first in the community to check into that beer, but Chew Your Beer beat you to it.
Okay, Mom.
Early bird gets the sweep.
We'll check in later, Mom. Jeez.
Too late. They're closed. You can't check in anymore.
That's not legal. That's not part of... That's bad Untap etiquette, honey.
I know about Untap, okay? Don't bother me.
Well, I just saw Chew Your Beer checked in. I'm just saying. I don't know. Okay.
I just want you to get your badges and be happy.
That's Chew Your Beer's my friend, Mom.
Okay. Nick, what were you drinking this week? The Nick 80.
Oh, boy. Grade A Brunch from Slice Beer Company. It is their pastry stout.
Whoa, they make a pastry stout.
It is a, light on the pastry.
we went light on the pastry. On the stout.
That's what they should have named it, light on the pastry.
Light on the pastry. That was, it drinks easy. Doesn't overwhelm you with sugar sweetness.
Sorry.
Quit farting around over there.
Sorry, man. I'm trying to do Instagram content for the show.
Oh, really? Oh. So we assume that's more important. Mm-hmm. I had a three-way IPA from Fort George Brewing. It's a compliments of Ants and Robin. They brought those to me. And as Bearded Brewer mentioned earlier, Yosemite Facelift Pale Ale was the front yard happy hour.
Nice. How long does that front yard happy hour go on for?
How long? Mm-hmm. As in, how many weekends have we done? How late into the evening do we?
Yeah, I'll hear all of that. But like, how many? You know, regularly, weekly. How long is it? Like an hour.
6, 3 to 4 hours. We start usually 6:37.
There you go. If you guys wonder why Nick doesn't show up on Zoom. The Perfect Pour Zoom, Friday night Zoom.
Yeah.
There you go. It's partying too hard in the front. Well, because I just wonder, because once in a while on a Friday, I'm like, maybe I'll cruise over there. Maybe Maya and I will cruise over there, see what's going on. I'm like, that's kind of weird. They're probably back inside. It'll look weird if we're going by in the street and they're inside and we're like, oh, we're just randomly riding by.
Wow.
And then you see us out there and you're like, oh, I got to go out there. They're riding by because they wanted to see us. I'll go out there. Like, oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
We've hit 10:30, 11 o'clock before. It's not uncommon. Ooh. You know, it depends on the guest list, but.
Who gets invited?
Yeah, well, it depends on who's here to talk to us or not, really.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're like, I'm tired of talking to you.
Yeah, let's go inside.
So those Friday night Zooms, they're still going on. They've been going on.
Yeah, they are.
Make sure to get in there. Chew Your Beer has been prevalent in there lately. So if you want to get involved and get the password to it, make sure the message Chew Your Beer on either on Untappd or Twitter. Or just find a garage boy or find a lot of regulars on there, get in there. So all you gotta do is just message them, say what's the code, man. You don't have to be a gold god for that. You can just if you're a listener, you can ask. We just don't want to say it publicly because then some Yahoo will come in there and go, ha-ha.
I'm in. I don't listen to the show, but you guys suck.
That's what would happen, and that would be tragic, so we don't want that to happen. But you can message us, too, because we know. We get the info. Was that all, Nick?
I had one more. We actually... sat on a patio and had dinner out in public last Tuesday.
Where was this at?
So in what we call River Park, if you're a Fresnan, there's a restaurant called Spicy J's, who is open right now, and they have a patio for dining.
Sounds new.
We go to the farmer's market. Farmer's markets have been open since all this happened, I guess because they're outdoors.
It's outdoors.
And for some reason, outdoor air is different from indoor air.
It actually is.
I don't
look at those graphics. You'll just you'll never be the same. Seeing the graphics of like what happens when there's two people standing across from each other talking, and the amount of juice that goes on each other when you're talking to somebody.
It's juice.
Yeah, your juice onto the other person, and that person's juice onto you. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Staggering amount.
Okay.
You'll never want to talk to anyone close by again.
Wow. Well, I will not look that up.
Don't look at it.
Yeah. So, anyway, we instead of eating at a food truck at the farmer's market, we decided to eat in a restaurant for the first time since March.
Oh, my
God. And, they had a nice tap list, so we got a General Sherman. I got a Sherman. On the patio at Spicy J's.
So I was trying to figure it out. I saw that on Instagram, and it's like, is it the old Die by Dang, or is it the old Wavelengths? Yes. Okay.
No.
The old Wavelengths is still going to be the Barrel House, right?
Yes. Mikey, you nailed it. Die by Dang is now Spicy J's.
Okay.
And Wavelengths, which is right next door, is going to be Barrel House. So these two are adjoining a party wall.
Now, about Barrel House Brewery out of Paso Robles. Beautiful Paso Robles. Everyone agrees. Beautiful place. Not a place to go stop and take a piss or anything. Beautiful town. Everyone loves it. Internet, beer Twitter loves Paso Robles. So
beer Twitter.
The Barrel House coming to Fresno. What did you notice? Was there construction going on in this barrel house tap room?
Yeah, they're well underway. The exterior facade is just about completed. They've brick veneered the building to make it look like it's been there for 100 years.
And my stenciled God, on the barrel house logo. They must have built River Park around this building. It's so old.
Yeah, it's so old. So they've increased. So Wavelengths is a retail store. No need for a patio. So Barrel House shop. Now has Sir a shop. Patio.
I miss
and
it
they
already.
Have a steel structure for a canopy for shade.
Mm-hmm. For shadings.
Shadings. But they have a privacy wall, so you can't really see what's going on inside.
Oh, yet. Yeah. We don't want you to see. It's special in here.
Yeah, it's special. But they're probably halfway.
Okay.
I don't know what their completion date is. I'm kind of curious.
All right.
But especially with everything going on right now, are they going to open up in the middle of this? Who knows?
I mean, they're building a new movie theater out there at Herndon at the Crossroads or whatever it's called, Herndon and 99.
Yes.
It's like, all right, well.
That's a great idea.
Worst thing to be building ever. I mean, they started building it before the pandemic, so it's not like.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, boy, when that thing opens, what's is there going to be anyone to go? Unless there's a new Star Wars movie.
Wow.
I don't think I'll be there. So that's what you've been caught drinking?
That's my being the cutters.
All right. We did Matt's, right? Yeah. Matt was drinking the same things. What did I
do? We didn't.
No, we didn't. All right, Matt. Bearded Brewery 87 on untap.
Mm-hmm. From Wazoo Corvette from Slice Beer Company, I had Mega Tropics. Sipping on some of that. From Urban Roots, I had an Easy Peasy. Also from Urban Roots, which I bought locally, I had Guys, Gals, and Non-Binary Pals. So those were some different beers that I picked up. They're relatively good. Or picked up or had or brought home. I still have some beers from Aunt and Robin at the Zacks that I need to pick up and get to us.
I hope they've been keeping it cold transferred. Over there at the Zacks. And
then there was also Comfort Hamster, which is an unfiltered rustic pilsner. That was also good.
Everybody needs a Comfort Hamster.
Sounds like a cake album, but you know.
Dude.
I think there's a Comfort
Hamster. It's a really good album.
Bearded Brewer, 87.
Comfort Eagle. It was Pressure Shift.
Oh, close. Go be his friend on Untappd. All listeners should be our friends on Untappd. It would be silly if you weren't. Okay. I drank some beer. One was from New Glory. Sacramento area's New Glory. Jump the Shark. It was not that good.
Ah.
No.
You didn't give it a Fonzie A?
I did not. I give it a Fonzie. Whoa.
Whoa.
Not a Fonzie A. Yeah. Not that often anymore I encounter just like a beer that's it's within its date. Everything's fine. It hasn't been messed with. And it's just not good. But yeah, Jump the Shark. I didn't like it. Revision Brewing Company's Hazy Life. Now that was it was a 4-pack 16-ounce beers, and it was only $8.99 at Save Mart. I think they messed up. I think it was like a one of those things where they just priced it wrong, but they went with it or didn't know any better. So I took advantage, man. And a nice beer. It's not like amazing or anything, but it's a nice beer and way. better than $8.99 for a 4-pack. So,
so what I was would you happy. Have paid for this?
That's about $12.99.
Okay, yeah, $12.99.
Yeah.
All right.
Also had a Valley Haze. Even though I could have bought a 4-pack of Valley Haze, I bought a crowler instead.
So, all right.
Because I want to make them work at Tioga. I'm like, yeah.
That's right.
Like, oh, we got 4-packs of Valley Haze. Nah, I want a crowler.
Okay. I'd like a crowler.
Nah, I want to watch you work.
So basically, you went in and said, I'd like a cheeseburger, no cheese.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you could have a hamburger, sir.
No.
No. Cheeseburger, no cheese.
I want you to make a cheeseburger, but no cheese. Okay. We'll get right on that, sir.
All right. So a hamburger.
yeah, that's what we're doing. One more from Bike Dog Brewing. What's all the Sacramento, man? We get so much Sacramento, Wazoo Corvette, and just coming into the stores in Fresno. Bike Dog Brewing Company, Defenders of the Haze. Nice beer.
Wow.
Enjoyed that. I'll recommend it as well. So that's Mikey Top Pour on tap or Dorktown, whichever one. You just put in the search, you can find me, and I will accept your friend request. And that's been caught the drinking. Caught been drinking. No new beers right now? No one opened up anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, except I didn't.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some
Matt, do you have any cheers?
I'm known as Matt from Northern California, according to the Indie Beer Show.
Wow.
They did a live stream with White Labs. It was a full podcast, but I think they did like a couple days in a row. Maybe they batch record. I don't know.
Batch 'ems.
But usually when I do my bike rides, I listen to music, but I was able to pop open their live video feed and kind of listen to them and talk about beer and different types of yeast they like. And I even chimed in a couple times and it seemed like it paid off well, you know. I said the right thing in the right time kind of deal.
Nice.
But it was nice.
This guy knows what he's talking about. Who is this guy? This is Matt guy from Northern California.
Mm-hmm. But it was good to see those guys talking. It was good, and gal. And checked all the boxes. It was like, cool, I don't have to perform. I can say something. Mm-hmm. They're Mikey's having a conversation.
Mikey's not here trying to talk over me. They're listening to me.
Yep. They're drinking more than me. They disclose that when you drink at home, you don't have to drive home. So they covered all the topics.
That's true, though, right? Is that true? I don't know. I've got this between the garage and the house, there's this breezeway I have, and I don't know. Some stuff could happen.
It's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long walk.
That I believe that was a point that Brian made, was he was just like, you know, if you go to an alternate location, you have to be mindful. And he's just like, if we're recording from home, he's like, could be 2, 3, 4 full beers.
Mindful, man. Yeah. Do what I want.
Podcasting Unleashed.
Podcasting Unleashed. Nick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're still here. Right. Have we figured out if Chumbawamba's on tour yet or not?
Everyone done researching Chumbawamba? Yeah.
They disbanded in 2012.
Okay. No!
Oh.
No, they didn't. Shut up.
No, they didn't.
But like I said, Bare Naked Ladies, still going.
It's still going.
Come on, guys. That's the band to...
That's the band to lock, to grab onto.
Put the money on. Cheers to Ed Winter. He
Ed Winter
popped up in the Porum the other day.
Yeah, it's me, Ed.
I'm Porum here. Of the Golden Gods.
I'm still here.
Cheers to Corey Bostwick, even though he's trying to ruin my weekend with Glitter Seltzer.
Don't ruin my weekend, Corey.
Yeah, I'm going to think about that. It's going to make me mad. All right, what are we doing?
All right, I'm in on this. What are we doing?
So, well, this is a song called Amnesia by Chumbawamba. I don't know if I remember this one.
I've heard that clip right there.
E-News.
I don't know. E-News, man. Yeah. Get ready for some E-News. All right.
So, I was going to save this for after the show, but...
No.
I Get Knocked Down song. The non-radio edit has 88 million plays.
Wow.
88.5 million plays.
Yeah, it does.
The radio edit of that song, which is their number two song, has 11 million plays. Their third most popular song is 1.3 million.
Yeah.
Then their fourth song is 450,000. And then their fifth most popular song is Amnesia, which is the same song as I Get Knocked Down at 1 million.
Man.
So it's just like 88 million plays on Spotify down to 1 million in just four songs. That's amazing.
They really kicked ass with that song, man.
Kicked it off.
Hell yeah. They chumba that Wumba.
I just think that like maybe every Prius that was ever made came preloaded with that song on it. And you
know. This is what you got to listen to. Numbers, since you buy a Prius, first drive off the lot. So, if somebody hits you, you get knocked down, your Prius will get up again.
Just the Prius.
No, not you. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect four. Everyone that's donating to the show, every money is important to us, guys. All the money. Come on, man. All that $5 or more every month. It's pretty cool. Helps us. Our UPS store is good through the rest of the whole year. No matter what happens to us, no matter how bad things get, we're going to have a box at the UPS store waiting for beer. So look at the bottom of the show notes. There's an address there. You can send, if you're a brewery, you're like, I'll have these guys drink our beer and talk shit about it or give it a 5-second review. No problem. I'll send it to them. There you go. We got an address for that. So that's thanks to the Golden Gods. So thank you guys. Thanks for supporting the show. Keeps us from not having to pay any money out of pocket for the show. So thank you guys. Big cheers to our Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectboar. If you want to be a Golden God, check it out. Also cheers to Hops_Ham. And for those RTs and Brew Dispatch, B.L. Clark, Stephen Schaeffer 8, The Fontana Jim, all the Garage Boys, too, and everybody that listens to the show that tweets it.
Sweet.
And Facebook's it, Instagram's it, whatever, just talks about it. You know, one day when we're able to go to a brewery again, hang out and talk, you could talk about the Perfect Pour. That'd be cool, man. Any reviews you can give us on it on the Apple Podcasts, that'd be cool, or whatever, man. Just be cool and chill, and we'll thank you for that. Anything else you guys need to add? Any new beers? What you got? Still got some beer left? All good.
And last few sips.
Last few sips.
I suppose.
The last few sips. I'm going to have make sure I have a beer in my deathbed. Like, what do you want? You're dying, Mike.
Last meal.
What do you want? Like, no, give me some beer. I'm going to go ahead and get a triple IPA this time. Like, whoa, man. You won't get too fucked up for dying. Nah, it's all right. I'm going to die.
I'm dead.
Technically, hops are preservatives. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, broomch.
Like, we're going to cremate you as soon as you're dead. I'm like, no, man. Don't do that. Drink a beer. Body's going to live. You're all going to
a hop. They'll just inject you with the slurry of hop oil and cryo. Yeah, like
cryo. I want that cryo dust. I want to be propped up in the studio. You're just going to all have to look at me. I'm going to be.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm going to be stuffed in the Dorktown studio. You guys are going to be like, oh, fuck, there's Mikey. Got to watch him every time he podcasts.
You either just said.
The carbonite thing.
Yep.
Either just said that we're still going to be doing this in 2 months or 40 years.
Yep. It does not. We don't know. You're like, all right.
You don't.
I'm giving you official permission right now on the air. If I die from this, the COVID thing, you guys take the Perfect Pour, do whatever you guys need to do with it, whatever you guys want.
Does the Lord take your soul?
Maybe. My soul will be gone. You guys can just have fun with the Perfect Pour. Finally do whatever it is you always wanted to do with the show. Like, finally, Mikey's out of the way. Now we can really take the show to the next level. Do it.
Yeah.
I'll approve of it. I'll listen. I'll half listen while I'm over in heaven. It was like, hey, Mike, what about your show? What the Perfect Pour? You had a Perfect Pour down there in the earth, right? Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool. What's going on? Oh, yeah, I think Nick and Matt are doing something. I don't know. Don't you want to listen to it? Nah, it's all right. I'll call in.
Farmhouse Frenzy.
I'll call in. Farmhouse Frenzy. Am I going to be weighing the farmhouses in heaven?
Like, yeah, oh yeah.
Farm.
Yeah.
He's like, welcome to heaven, Mike. What do you want to do? Farmhouse sales, bro. I got to try some farmhouse sales.
What kind of saisons you got?
This is the first time anyone's ever, right off the bat, requested farmhouse sales in heaven. Oh, yeah. You never had anyone like me, buddy. Farmhouse sales. What do you got? We're gonna have to do some searching. We'll get you some farmhouse sales though.
Yeah.
It's heaven, so we gotta get that up for you. Damn straight.
Just give him this blue moon. And tell him it's a farmhouse.
Just pour it in a glass. He's not gonna know. Here you go. Here's a heaven farmhouse ale in heaven. Oh, here we go. Nick and Matt are gonna be jealous of this.
That's right.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's a good farmhouse. Yeah. We farmhoused it real good.
I don't know how to explain this, but this board is being swept by Mikey, who passed away 2 months ago.
Check in. Like, whoa. Oh, that's the first thing my spirit's going to do. I'm going to start checking in the Tioga's board. Like, holy
cow. Oh, man. You're going to haunt the board.
Well, huh? I'm going to haunt the shit out of that board. Nobody's going to be able to check into anything. That's all I'm going to do. All my relatives up in heaven are going to be like, hey, man, come on. Let's go enjoy some heaven. No. Check it in at Tioga.
Yeah.
What?
I'm knocking off the check-ins.
This is what I wanted to do. I'm dead, okay? I can do whatever the fuck I want, right? Well, yeah, I guess. Well, this is what I'm fucking doing. chicken inside of us board all day. Okay, well.
Hopefully you don't have a hunger strike.
Oh, jeez. Was that a Cornell reference, man? Oh, my God. Dude, this is getting dark. We gotta go. Enjoy your week, everyone. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
All right.
Oh, geez, I didn't even tell my check your date story.
Oh, man.
Should I? No, we should probably go. I'll check. Tell it later. I drank a year old Modern Times.
Yeah.
It was a year old fucking IPA old. Old IPA
Club.
Yeah.
R.A.P. Mikey.
Yeah. That's why I'm dead.
That's why you died?
I drank a Modern Times from a year ago. I'm like, yeah, this looks, seems like it's fine. I drank it, and I'm dead. Goodbye.